Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Deanna Perry.
Because most of the labels were based in New York, and so they would have these satellite offices in LA, which was great for me because it gave me an opportunity to work for multiple executives at the same time. Yeah. So even though I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do in the music industry, I was in the building and I got a chance to work for multiple people in different areas. Like one of the executives that I worked for was the VP of Business Affairs. Mm-hmm. Another was the VP of A&R. Another was Director of Radio Promotions. So I had an opportunity to, you know, cut my teeth in all these different areas. And by doing that, and then from there, I worked at a couple of other, you know, record companies in different areas. I had an opportunity to really understand what I did and didn't want to do.
Yes.
And so then from there, I went on to transition out of the music industry, but then into film and TV, working at different creative agencies. Mm-hmm. So throughout my career, I've worked in entertainment in general, but different types of entertainment. And then as I've shifted to film and TV, working at the creative agencies, I was still working with, you know, talent, whether it be musicians, because even on the creative agency side, we still kind of work with a few musicians from time to time.
Yeah.
Actors, filmmakers, directors, but then also internally, you're working with creative directors, designers, illustrators, copywriters, editors. So I've always been in this creative landscape. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of go back to your original question, again, like, even though I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, I know I wanted to be in a creative environment.
Yeah.
So each role that I took was a stepping stone into a new area for me to learn and grow and to learn what I didn't want to do. So it was really a strategic trajectory and position in each role that I took, which led me to this opportunity.
Yeah. And I kind of want to rewind just a second, if we can, to you talked about how you were working in the music industry and then you transitioned into film and TV. I want to talk about that transition period. How did you make the jump? Was it cold applying to kind of the film and TV studios, or was it through networking? Like, you knew somebody and they said, oh, hey, we need to borrow her, as it were. Do you remember?
So let's see. How did I? So I think very early on when I left the music industry, I started working at this boutique marketing and PR agency, and their clients were Toyota, Lexus, and Scion. Scion is not around anymore, so people may not remember that brand, but it was kind of like their lower end, affordable mini SUV, I guess you would kind of describe it. And they would do a lot of lifestyle and cultural marketing for Scion. And so to really get customers to pay attention to the Scion brand, we would do a lot of partnerships with musicians and artists to help really tap into a lot of younger customers and Black and Hispanic audiences. And so I think just based on my music experience, that particular company wanted my expertise to be a part of their team. And then we also worked with Ashton Kutcher and other celebrities for a lot of other Toyota and Lexus brands. And so my experience working with talent, I think, got the attention of my next company, which was the film and TV creative agency.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a direct connection to anyone working at each of these companies. It was just the experience that I had that grabbed their attention.
Yeah. And the reason why I wanted to kind of highlight that for our listeners is kind of that principle of when you get into an opportunity, you never know what you're going to learn and where it's going to lead you next. You might start in like, nope, music industry is the one for me. That's where I want to start. And right. then you learn, you interact with so many people, and it takes you down a different path that sometimes, like you said, is maybe a little bit better for you, or you learn more things, or it's more interesting in a certain way. Please join us for part 3 of our conversation with Deanna Perry.